different kind of person, it would have been a different kind of book. But Sarah is responsible for the tenor and the scope and the tone of this book.
Joe McGinnis, do you think Sarah and Todd Palin are the parents of Trig Palin?
I don't know. I think there's still a legitimate question to be asked about that. I go into this in Chapter 19, but I'm very careful not to go beyond where the facts take me. There are many, many people. I've been blogging for the past 6 months, and I would get thousands of comments from people who accused me of being afraid to tell the truth about Trig. There is a whole coterie of people out there who are convinced that the whole story of Trig's pregnancy is a fabrication. I'm not one of them. I'm Trignostic. I don't know. I do know that the story that she has told, stories, because there's a couple different versions, of having her water break while she was making a speech in Dallas, Texas, and rushing back to Alaska and going to Wasilla and giving birth the next day. There are many, many problems with that story, and I specify exactly what they are in the book. And it leaves me still feeling uncertain. If she's not, it would be the most appalling hoax ever played on the American people by a political figure. And that would be a terrible accusation to make without powerful proof. And I don't have powerful proof. I have misgivings. And that's the way I express myself about this question in the book.
If you had had the chance to talk with Sarah